Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and foggy early tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 58. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry. Sunday and Monday, mid-50s. Sunday, low 40s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 22 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Lyon County Sheriff's Office took to social media to warn of a scam circulating in the area.
According to the Sheriff's Office, a tech scam has been circulating where scammers and people fake images of a United States District Court warrants for the arrest of a witness in a civil action. The Sheriff's Office reminded residents that it does not text people regarding warrants. The Sheriff's Office says the scammers are asking for payment to remove the warrant. This is a scam. Do not send them money, Bitcoin, or any other personal information. I'm Julio Flores.
BNSF Railroad Company announced it's wrapped up work on a new section of double track by its Emporia subdivision. The superhighway route runs for 2,200 miles from Southern California to Chicago. Workers placed the final piece of the double track down this week, and that will allow engines to move in both directions at the same time between Rose Hill and Mulvane as part of a 51-mile double track for the Emporia area. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Ensure your equipment is ready to go with a comprehensive inspection from a John Deere certified technician at Prairie Land Partners. Their power inspection program is going on now, providing you the confidence that your equipment will be ready to perform when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large agricultural equipment, Prairie Land Partners is there to help keep your equipment running smoothly. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment today.
Prairie Land Partners.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Doctors are warning parents about a rise in cases of walking pneumonia, and although it's typically common among school-aged children and older adults, recent data from the CDC indicates that rates in infants have surged in recent weeks and are now comparable to those in older children. And with cooler weather, an increase in colds, flu, and other illnesses is also expected. Doctors have reported that it starts off typically with congestion, fever, body aches, and headaches, then moves to cough and chest congestion. And walking pneumonia is a type that's caused by atypical bacteria, which presents with more mild symptoms and comes on more gradually. This year, walking pneumonia has spread at unusually high levels among younger children. And according to the latest CDC data, for the week ending November 2nd, 7.6% of emergency department pneumonia cases in infants aged from birth to 1 year and children aged 5 to 17 were diagnosed as walking pneumonia. Some doctors note that many illnesses were significantly reduced during the pandemic due to social distancing measures, and as a result, people now face illnesses to which they were previously unexposed. Fortunately, walking pneumonia can be treated with antibiotics and over-the-counter medications, and most individuals with mild lung infections typically recover independently. Doctors recommend frequent hand washing, staying home when feeling unwell, and ensuring vaccinations are up to date to help limit the spread of illness. A survey finds that half of Kansans asked are very to moderately concerned that the state is running out of water due to the ongoing drought. And the survey also asked the respondents how they felt about conservation. The annual Kansas Speak survey from the Docking Institute of Public Affairs at Fort Hays State University undergoes some changes yearly, and researchers have added some questions this year to measure what people think about saving water. They expected more people to be opposed to conservation than they saw, with nearly 37% of those surveyed saying they feel their local government is not doing enough for water conservation, while less than 3% say local government is doing too much. A third of respondents said state and local governments should pass new laws on water conservation, while a third said that it wasn't necessary. And according to one researcher, the results are the opposite of what she expected, because a small government is generally preferred in Kansas. Dr. Alex Middlewood, the department chair of political science at Wichita State University, said with wildfires, water restrictions, and the drought that Kansas has been in, it has all really highlighted the issue for so many Kansans, and they can now see in this survey that this is an issue that they do care about and want stronger action for. The cold weather rule designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during winter months began on November 1st and will be in effect until March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service, and any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric and natural gas utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction, though many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, kcc.ks.gov. And Kansans can also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. In Nebraska news, as thousands of people visited downtown Hastings on Thursday for the annual Celebration of Lights, a juvenile subject 2 miles to the north used a skid loader to ram into several police vehicles and led authorities on a nearly hour-long chase. A city news release stated that police first heard of a skid loader traveling on North Elm Avenue near Parkview Cemetery at around 8 o'clock, and officers tried to contact the driver soon after in a nearby neighborhood. However, the subject started using the loader to ram into patrol cars. The release said the skid loader damaged 3 occupied police vehicles, and one officer shot at the skid loader but didn't hit the driver. The skid loader eventually stopped near the McDonald's at 16th Street and Burlington Avenue, which is just over a mile from where the chase initially started. Officers used chemical munitions to force the driver out of the skid loader, and they arrested the minor at around 8:50 p.m. The minor was taken to a hospital to be checked out, then released into police custody. Police said no one was seriously injured, and the investigation has been turned over to the Nebraska State Patrol. 32-year-old Brittany Cook of Lincoln was sentenced on Thursday to up to 100 years in prison for intentional child abuse resulting in death, intentional child abuse resulting in serious bodily injury, and possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance within 1,000 feet of a school for the death of her 22-month-old child. She was convicted on all 3 charges in September. On March 12, 2023, a 22-month-old boy was taken to a Lincoln hospital with injuries that were consistent with abuse. And according to court documents, Rudy Requejo Jr. suffered a brain bleed, a black eye, a swollen ankle, and bruising. He was transferred to the Children's Hospital in Omaha, where he died 5 days later. Cook's boyfriend at the time, Joshua Tackett, was also convicted in the death, and he was sentenced to 85 years to life in prison last month. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
With Thanksgiving weekend being one of the busiest travel times of the year, the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Kansas Turnpike Authority want to remind travelers to buckle up to help make it to the table for holiday celebrations. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation statistics, during the last five Thanksgiving holiday weekends, 22 people have lost their lives in Kansas traffic crashes. Kansas Department of Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said seatbelts reduce serious crash-related injuries and deaths by nearly 50%, so make sure all your passengers are buckled up before you leave the driveway. Kansas Highway Patrol Superintendent Colonel Eric Smith stated that the Kansas Highway Patrol, along with law enforcement agencies across the state, will be on roadways enforcing Kansas's traffic and occupant protection laws. He said you need to remember that one of the safest choices drivers and passengers can make is to buckle up, as seatbelts are the best defense against impaired, aggressive, and distracted drivers, and they want everyone to arrive at their destination safely. So buckle up every trip, every time. Before traveling, the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Kansas Turnpike Authority want to remind motorists to check their vehicle's tires and fluid levels and have a basic winter travel kit handy in case of an emergency. Some items that could be included are blankets, bottled water, non-perishable food, a cell phone charger, an ice scraper, jumper cables, flashlight and batteries, and a first aid kit. For the latest updates on road closures and conditions, you can visit candrive.gov or call 511 in Kansas, and travelers who need assistance on the highway can dial *47 for the Kansas Highway Patrol. Though, if it's an emergency, you should call 911. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks reminds Kansans that it has stopped selling the 10-year combination of hunting and fishing licenses for Kansas residents who are aged 65 to 74. And the decision follows the discovery that the statute authorizing the department to sell the licenses at a reduced rate had expired. The licenses were commonly called a senior lifetime pass because after a resident reaches 75 years old, they are no longer required to purchase Kansas hunting and fishing licenses. The senior lifetime pass was established by the Kansas legislature in 2012 through Senate Bill 314, along with several other discounted licenses for seniors. And in 2023, the other discounted hunting and fishing licenses were made permanent with the passage of House Bill 2039. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Acting Secretary Christopher Kennedy said when they discovered the authorization for the senior lifetime pass had lapsed, he instructed the staff to stop selling them. He said all licenses were sold in good faith, and the senior lifetime passes already issued will remain valid. Though, while they must stop selling this pass, they're exploring regulatory and statutory options to offer additional discounted rates for seniors in the future. The annual senior licenses for Kansas residents aged 65 to 74 will remain available at significantly discounted rates. Licenses can be purchased online at license.gooutdoorskansas.com, by phone, or at various locations statewide. And for more information on licenses, permits, and fees, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $1.5 million is available for a fifth round of historic economic asset lifeline grants to revitalize dilapidated and underutilized downtown buildings in small communities across the state. And these grants help close the financial gaps for communities striving to make their downtown districts economically vibrant. Since Commerce launched the program in 2021, nearly $5 million has been awarded to fund 87 different community projects throughout Kansas. The Historic Economic Asset Lifeline Grant helps communities to revitalize downtown buildings as spaces for new or expanding businesses, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, childcare, or entrepreneurial activities. And the submitted projects must show potential to be economic drivers in their communities and demonstrate that the space will be occupied by the end of the project. The application opened November 1st and will close on January 31st, 2025, with the awardees being notified in April. Communities that have received HIL grants in the spring of 2023 or the fall of 2024 are not eligible to apply for this round of funding. For more information about the Historic Economic Asset Lifeline Grants and the online application, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/community-development/HIL. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having cavatini, tossed salad, pineapple chunks, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be Little Smokies and mac and cheese or hamburgers with Chuck snack mix, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 57 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it's increasing clouds with a low around 28 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, there'll be some patchy fog between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 58. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 30. On Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 56. And on Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 23. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 44. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 47. On Wednesday, there is a slight chance of rain and snow showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 42. And on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, there is a 20% chance of snow showers. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 39. Currently, with fair skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.21. And the dew point is 23 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:18. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State men's basketball struggled shooting-wise in a 74-56 win over Mississippi Valley State earlier this week, and they did so in that game without Doug McDaniel, who was benched as a coach's decision, but Coach Tang did not get into the detail on as to why. Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Wednesday and discussed his thoughts.
I think it's pretty concerning, and, you know, he had his big game and apparently decided he didn't need to do some of the things he need to do to be ready for a game. And yeah, it's disturbing. I don't know how Coach Tang's going to handle this, but I hope he doesn't do what Michigan does and just leaves him and lets him be around because he's a good player. If he's going to be a detriment to the team, get him off the roster, get him out of your locker room. I'll be very interested to see if Doug goes to the Islands. If he's part of this team, come next week.
K-State begins its run in the U.S. Virgin Islands Paradise Jam Friday night at 7 p.m. on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.